right here in the top spot. Let's talk about our excursion yesterday, because it was a beautiful day in Northern California, and we decided to trek across the Golden Gate Bridge, which is probably the most, I don't know, if you think of San Francisco, that's like the one thing most people think of, is that bridge. It's on all these postcards.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a historic American, I don't know, edifice.
Oh, yeah. And since, heck, a year ago, whenever we knew that the Super Bowl was going to be here and we'd be in town this week, one thing I wanted to do was walk across the bridge. And I have a little bit of a fear of heights myself.
Oh,
and
you do?
I do. And I have this weird, fascination with the Golden Gate Bridge, and there's a little fear to it also. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen the documentary The Bridge.
Yeah, all the people committing suicide.
And it's very sad. It's very dark. And but the bridge itself is magnificent looking. And
okay,
there's something, I wanted to conquer the fear of heights when we were here, and just the beautiful scenery of it, too. And I'm glad you wanted to go.
Okay, I'm glad you're bringing this up now, because I didn't really understand why you had such, like, that's like the one thing you definitely wanted to do on this trip, and I didn't understand why you were so hyped up for it. Because I was like, yeah, sure, we can walk across it. Like, I don't really care, but that's fine. I'm glad I got to see it in person. But I didn't know you had a fear of heights, because now it makes sense, because I was walking on the outside edge.
Yes, you definitely were.
The whole
time.
You were
right by the rail.
I was right by the rail, but there's nets everywhere. And they've put nets along the whole thing, because they used to have a problem with people jumping off of it and committing suicide. Almost
30 a year.
Around 2,000 total since it's been opened up in 1937. But now it feels like you would really have to make some sort of, like, bionic man leap just to clear those nets.
Yeah, they added those a couple of years back. But just the engineering of it, it was built in the 30s.
Right.
And just, like, you're walking up to it, and even when you're driving in the San Francisco side, you can finally see the beautiful, huge red bridge that spans across the bay, separating the Pacific from the bay area.
Yeah, the San Francisco Peninsula to Marin County is, that's what it, because back in the 30s, they're like, we got to have a way to get, you know, these two sides together, because that was a huge port.
Yeah.
Not only for, you know, goods and whatnot, but it was also, there was a military base there, Fort Baker, that's on the Marin County side. And they decided, no, let's just put this up. It took them 4 years, 1933 to 1937. And it's no longer the longest and tallest suspension bridge out there. That's been surpassed. But the fact that this was made nearly 100 years ago and it stood the test of time, it's an engineering miracle.
And we get to the bridge, and it's 1.7 miles from one side to the other. And you and I are walking up to it, and you can, you know, you're there with me, and I'm kind of psyching myself up. I'm ready to go.
I didn't know any of this.
Yeah, I didn't want to tell you because I didn't want you to make fun of me. And I was, like, in the moment, like, I was ready to do this. Like, there was no way I was going to say, you know, I'm in San Francisco. I've been thinking about this for about a year.
Huh.
I want to, you know, driving across the bridge would be okay, but I thought walking it would be even cooler. You get some steps in. You can walk across the other side to Sausalito, which we'll get to in a minute. So we get on the bridge. We start walking, and it's, like, really the first, I'd say, 100 yards or so. I'm like, okay, this is kind of freaky. But once we're in it, and these lanes are pretty narrow, too, and the walking lane is the right side, close to the rail where we were, and the left lane is for joggers and bikers.
And by the way,
you're pretty close in.
The bikers sometimes were just absolutely hauling ass past you.
Oh, yeah. So we're walking, and probably about 100 to 200 yards in, it just, like, if you go to a national park or you're experiencing something in nature, like, there was a high that I felt walking across that bridge. Like, it was a combination of an adrenaline rush and just this natural feeling of looking to the right and seeing downtown San Francisco and
Alcatraz. Yeah.
And you can see Oakland out there and the beautiful blue water, which is way the hell down there. And then you look to the left and you see the Pacific Ocean, and you're just at this marvelous thing that men created almost 100 years ago. Like, it's this, it's a surreal feeling that, you know, if I highly recommend doing it, even if you do have a small fear of heights like I did. once you get onto the bridge and you start walking, everything around you kind of just washes over you.
Well, and it helps, too, because you have cars zipping past you at 50, 60 miles per hour or whatever. But it's so windy when you're on the bridge that you can't even really hear the traffic too much. Like, it's like a wind tunnel up there. And, you know, we're walking along. We get halfway through it, and they have the big marker in the middle, you know, that shows all the engineers and mm-hmm. everybody that was responsible for putting the thing together back in the 30s. And you check that out, and you're like, okay, I guess we'll go to the other side now. And we get about, I don't know, not even a quarter mile past the midway mark, and we're just walking along, and you see people that are walking back the other way toward from Marin County towards San Francisco, mm-hmm. and you see a giant human with dark hair and a long beard, and he's sort of just traipsing along, and he's not wearing a T-shirt. But if you ever saw the Seinfeld episode where Kramer is wearing the Technicolor Dreamcoat from Joseph and the mm-hmm. Technicolor Dreamcoat, the musical, and he looks like a pimp walking down the street, it was very much that, because I see this dude in this coat, no shirt, big beard, and there's like a, I don't know, a small entourage behind him, and I'm thinking, what is this? And we get closer and closer, and I'll be damned if we didn't run into one of the most popular figures in sports these days, Jason Kelce, former Philadelphia Eagles center, and of course he and his brother have the wildly successful podcast.
Brother.
And you're in that moment, again, it's windy as all get out. Everybody's walking at a decent pace.
The adrenaline's going.
And I thought, okay, do we try to stop down and beat him down and ask for a photo? And I thought, you know what? No. I'll just say, what's up, Jason? And I think he appreciated that big time.
I think that's the cool thing to do. Because, yeah, we just said hi. And from about...
We acknowledged who he was.
Right.
But we didn't want to take away from whatever he was doing, which I'm guessing was some sort of bit maybe for the pregame show.
Yeah.
Because why would Jason Kelce in a Technicolor Dreamcoat walk across the Golden Gate Bridge? It's very Mad Libs what we had.
Yeah, it was, because at about 20 to 30 yards, I was like, this guy looks a lot like Jason Kelce. And when he's from about me to you, I go, this is definitely Jason Kelce. And we said hi. And yeah, that's the cool thing to do is just nod your head, let him walk by. But how cool would it be to have a selfie with us and Jason Kelce on the Golden Gate Bridge?
Yeah.
Like, that would be the most random celebrity selfie we could have at the most random place.
Pretty inopportune. It was an opportune moment for us, but I think we might have dropped the ball on that. But we just wanted to be cool.
Yeah, we were cool.
We didn't want to bother the guy, and you saw about 15 dudes behind him, so I'm mm-hmm. guessing they were filming him for some bit he was doing.
And then we get to the north side of the bridge where we want to celebrate with a drink, and I find the closest bar to that side of the bridge, and it's a place called Farley.
And we were going into this blind. We just wanted a place to get a drink.
Yeah,
that's all we cared about.
You know, less than a quarter mile from the north part of the bridge. Not really walkable because there's a lot of hills and stuff over there. So I get an Uber, and I say, hey, let's go to Farley. It's in Sausalito. And we pull up to this place. I just figured it would. I saw a few pictures on Google. It looked like a nice gastro pub kind of place from the pictures I saw. And we get there and walk in, and we don't say anything, but we both think that, yeah, this is a place we don't belong. This is way too fancy for us. A
couple dudes from Lake Dallas and Mesquite.
And but we walk in like we own the place. We're like, yeah, this is where we're supposed to be.
But where we were, I actually looked it up. It's called Cavallo Point Lodge.
Okay.
Which actually used to be right by Fort Baker, and they built a bunch of buildings that were the officers' barracks, and they've sort of turned that into this fancy schmancy lodge where you can spend $1,000 a night to stay, and they had a restaurant and the bar, mm-hmm. the Farley, where we went, and we go in and sit at the bar. And our bartender was fantastic.
Yeah. And we were the only ones there at the time when we walked in. We're like, is this open? This is fine?
But as the night or evening or afternoon progressed, all these other more important luminaries showed up because that's where Gatorade is hosting their whole corporate team. So like it's like campus Gatorade for Super Bowl 60. And it was too nice of a place, and I think we both understood this when we went to the bathroom. And we wash our hands, and you look around, and you think, okay, is there paper towels, mm-hmm. an air dryer? No. There was just a table full of rolled-up hand towels and a basket. So this place was so affluent that they're like, you know what? We can just do some laundry.
I love that so much. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom again just so I can use another towel and just drop it in the basket. It was, I highly recommend it if people are taking a trip to San Francisco and they've thought about walking the bridge. It's an excellent day trip. Now, Farley is a bit pricey.
Yeah.
But if you want to walk from San Francisco, you go to the, like, you drive or take an Uber to the Golden Gate Welcome Center, and they have a nice shop there.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, a lot of the stuff was not that expensive.
For California pricing,
yeah. For California and souvenir stuff, like, I got a T-shirt for $20. They had, like, a nice bomber jacket for $50 that said Golden Gate Bridge on it. I don't know if I would wear a jacket with the Golden Gate Bridge on it, but that was super nice. The walk itself took, what, about 40 minutes or so?
Yeah,
if that. I mean, 30 to 40 minutes, and that's stopping and taking pictures and all of that, and then end with a nice drink and some food at Farley and Sausalito.
Yeah, Sausalito feels like
beautiful.
Too moneyed of a place for me to visit very often, but I'm glad we happened upon that, and it was an awesome day. And now, much like Junior Miller with Alice Cooper, we can now claim Jason Kelce as our good old friend
yeah.
who ran into on the Golden Gate Bridge.
If we see him again, we can tell him that story. And be like, hey, we saw you
and
on
you know
the
what?
Bridge.
And I bet he would remember that, too.
Yes.
Because that's a memorable jaunt across a historic edifice.